Hello again, this is Maciej Bartosiak for MakeStudyingEasy.com, and today I'm going to tell you how to remember things, just as I promised before. See, I remember what I promised. How do I do that? How do I always remember what I want and forget things that are not so important for me? Well, I'll answer that question later on, if I remember, and since it really is important to me, I will. The first and by far the most important thing is to stay focused on what you do. That's absolutely number one. I've been talking about it in a previous video entitled Why Do People Forget, so I'm not going to repeat all that. Just keep that in mind. Stay focused on what you do and you will succeed. Second key aspect is commitment, but not just the one like, okay, I'll do this or that, and then, well, I didn't do it because, and you start telling a story of why you couldn't do it and thus keep your word. Your brain suddenly becomes the best soap opera writer of all times. Incredible stories are being made, but none of them is true. The fact is you believe them to be true. Famous American author and humorist Mark Twain once said, "I've had a lot of worries in my life, most of which never happened." That's a brilliant quote, isn't it? Okay, what comes next is that you start to be a really good persecutor, blaming everything and everyone around you, but not yourself, of course. That's not the commitment I'm talking about. I mean 100% commitment. Unbreakable will. I don't mean committing to learn or study and then checking your Facebook account every 15 minutes for new messages. I don't mean finding anything to do like vacuuming, washing the dishes, organizing stuff on shelves, etc. Just not to do what you have to do. If you commit to something, you just do it. Period. Over the end. Third one is a little bit more complicated, but that does not mean it's beyond anybody's capabilities. That's the essence of remembering process. Oh yes, this is a process, if you haven't figured it out yet. That means it lasts for a while and it's not happening like this. Sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's slow, but still that is a process. Okay, ready for it? Here it comes. You just have to be a little bit more creative and know how to create those tiny connections in your brain that will allow you to remember. It's like making a kind of a map in your mind that shows a path leading you to the place in your head where the information is hidden or stored. What's more, if you keep walking the path over and over and over again, it becomes a highway allowing you to get to the information faster and easier. Just think of it. You've got tens, hundreds, thousands, or even millions of paths in your brain. Imagine what would happen if you transformed them into highways. Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? Oh, it is possible. It's not even as hard as you think it is. You might need someone to guide you through the process and show you how to make those mind maps so eventually you can do it all by yourself. It is easy, don't worry. So, once again, the idea is to create a map showing a path to the location of the information in your brain and go back and forth to eventually transform this little tiny path into a multi-lane highway. That brings us to number four, which is revision. The more you revise, the better your memory becomes, and thus your overall performance in the process of remembering things. Now, I'm going to share some of my personal experience with you. One of my hobbies is teaching math, physics, and chemistry. I enjoy meeting new people, young ones, kids, and teenagers, and help them to have influence on their lives, watch them learn and grow, That's what puts a smile on my face and makes a purpose of my life. Everyone has his own or her own verb that defines that person. My verb is to help, and it therefore determines my whole life and myself as a human being. The more people I help, the happier I am. So, As I said, I help with science subjects, and guess what? I don't need a student's book or any other book to look into before I give a tuition. I've got it all here. How, you ask? Because I am focused, truly committed. I've got a map in my head and I repeat it over and over and over and over and over again. There is like 10 lanes highway leading to those information in my brain. I'm afraid I will remember it even at the age of 80. Well, at least that's what I hope. But then it will unfortunately come with no more use for me. No one wants to learn from an old grandpa. So once again, here are the four absolutely most important matters. Focusness, or in other words, concentration. 100% commitment. A mind map. And last but not least, revision. Utilize them all and the problem with remembering something will no longer exist. Okay, talking is cheap, so right now I'm going to show you an example from my own experience. I recently had a completely new student, Margaret, age 15, who had a physics test last week and were in great need for help with understanding the currents and electricity. We met, I started to explain what current, voltage and resistance are, how they relate to each other, that's Ohm's law, and then bam, first Kirchhoff's law. Oh man, that's not going to be easy, I thought. It goes like this, at any node or junction in an electrical circuit, the sum of currents flowing into the node is equal to the sum of currents flowing out of that node. In other words, the algebraic sum of currents in a network of conductors meeting at a point is zero. Bah! You should see the look on her face. So I assumed she knows how a car looks like. And because there was a roundabout or a traffic circle near her house, let's just call it a rondo, I said, Maggie, imagine a car is a current and a node or junction is a rondo. Now, each and every car that drives toward the rondo, naturally, has to drive away from it, unless it breaks down in the middle of it, but that's not the case I want you to focus on. So, now that you imagine cars driving towards and away from a rondo, imagine the same happens with the current. It flows into the node and out of it. Into and out of it. There may be many streets leading to and away from a rondo, so there may be many circuits leading into a node and out of it. If you sum up all the currents that flow into a node and you'll get, let's say, 10 amperes, the same 10 amperes must flow out of that node in all possible directions. Get it? And you know what? She's not only got all I wanted to teach her, but achieved the best result among all her classmates on that test. Good or great? These are the moments I live for. They just fill my heart with joy. Really. Steve Jobs used to say, being the richest man in the cemetery doesn't matter to me. Going to bed at night saying that we've done something wonderful, that's what matters to me. And you know what? That night, when I came to bed, I really felt that way. Now, who would have thought I'll end today's video with sort of a happy ending, huh? So, how do I always remember? I just follow these four simple steps, and that's it. So, you're all amazing. Thank you for watching this video. My name is Maciej Bartosiak, MakeStudyingEasy.com, and I can change your life by making studying easier for you. Take care. Bye-bye.